Where does your food come from? Like, really? I mean, there's the idea of, okay, it comes from a farm and we learn about farmers and how they do their thing, but the specific piece of food that you're serving on your table, do you know where that came from? With technology, we're at the point where we can start tracing exactly where your food came from so you can know so much more about it and how it was produced. There's some fascinating new technology being rolled out right here in Washington State that is, it's groundbreaking. Welcome to the Farming Show. This is Dylan Honkoop here on KGMI. Joining me right now, somebody who's been heavily involved in this, and we've talked with him about these ideas before, but they're taking it to the next level, is the leader of a multi-generational farm in Royal City, Washington, Royal Family Farming, leader Austin Allred, joining us on the program this morning. Austin, you're taking things to the next level here with a new system called Farm Tracer. Explain how this works.
Well, I think it's first, thanks for having me, Dylan. Excited to be on the show. Farm Tracer is the idea that we can use all of the different systems throughout our farming practices from the origin of our products and share those systems, share that completely transparent production of that food with the end consumer through a QR code at the end that they can scan and see that life cycle, essentially.
So, and what kind of food are you working on this with? We've talked with you about dairy before, and people probably, if they've heard of Austin Allred, they may have heard of Royal Dairy and Moxie Dairy. But you guys also do beef, and your family is involved in a lot of different row crops and tree fruit and different things like that. What kind of food are you playing with right now?
So right now, the beef is what we're most developed on with Farm Tracer, but honey is right behind it. Mm. Apples and cherries soon behind that, and then hopefully soon enough, dairy will have that same transparent option.
Fascinating that this is possible with those kinds of things. So talk about this group, Grow United and Will Taylor. What's the story here? How did you connect with these folks?
Well, Will Taylor's been a buddy from college, and we've stayed in touch really, really well, and we've done a lot of different. He helped me develop Farm Tracer just as more of a marketing tool for our products, and to have that transparency to be able to share exactly like you said where the food came from with the end consumer. But then in the last year, he's now the CEO of Grow United, which is a blockchain company to do the same thing, to offer transparency of where our food came from. And so really what Farm Tracer was, just as a marketing piece to share the complete transparency of food, is now getting rolled into a blockchain model, doing the same thing, but having the all the data collection through a blockchain system, which is just an upgrade to what Farm Tracer was or could have been.
Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there a way that you can explain in layman's terms what this means to be using blockchain for this?
Yes. So let me try to start. Most of us, especially in the farming community, don't have a high degree of trust with centralized systems. So we squawk at sharing our data with pretty much anybody. Am I right, Dylan?
Yep.
Is that a fair statement?
The truth. People are very private.
So with Farm Tracer, I was willing to keep all of that data in my own databases, which would have been a centralized system because I owned them. And I was willing to share that with the end consumer. If they scan it, they could essentially reach into my data system and see where their food came from, right?
Right.
But the blockchain, and really, if you look at Farm Tracer in that model, that would have been that wouldn't have been scalable, because for me to go to another farmer, I would have had to essentially say, here, put it into my system. I'll hold your data now, and I'll share your data. Make sense?
Right.
So the blockchain is a decentralized system, meaning that the data that sits on the blockchain is not owned by anybody. It's owned by everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be cryptic.
Right.
I'm just, it's the system. Really, Bitcoin, the reason why blockchain and Bitcoin are so correlated is because Bitcoin kind of initiated this concept that you could get this data and it would go out to all these different data centers that were owned by just the normal people. And then the technology is such that that data can be retrieved if need be, and if given permission from the source of that data.
Mm.
So it's just a whole new concept, which gives confidence and trust and faith to the normal person to then say, okay, I feel okay about sharing my data into a decentralized system, AKA a blockchain, so that it can be used as I want it to be used. And really nobody owns that. And I mean, we could talk all day, but it's the ability to fraud the system or to tweak it or to change it or for others to really steal your data and use it in ways you don't want is really, really low. So the risk is really, really low for that happening. That's why blockchain and decentralized systems like this are really taking over, because they're a better way for data transfer.
Austin,
does that answer the question?
Yeah. Yeah. And good job with that, because I know it's complicated. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around it, but it is the way of the world. And we have to start understanding how this works, because more and more systems are moving to this model of storing and sharing data. Again, we're talking with Austin Allred right now with Royal Family Farming over in Royal City, Washington. We're talking about Farm Tracer, a program that helps consumers, allows consumers to see all kinds of details about where their food came from, how it was raised, etc. So let's get into that, Austin. If we're talking about data and you're talking about, you know, oh, your centralized system of, you know, what you've got on your computers as far as the data about, you know, in this case, you're working on beef, but you're also talking about, you know, rolling out to other things that your family grows. What kind of data do you mean? Is it like information about the cows? Mm-hmm. What all is in this data that then can be instead you access via blockchain?
Yes. So most dairies for sure, and a lot of ranches, a lot of beef animals are going to have an RFID tag in their ear. And so on our operation, as soon as those animals are born, we're going to give them an RFID tag. And that RFID tag is going to instantly correlate with their genealogy, their dam and their sire. And then it's going to continue to collect data onto that RFID tag, which is stored on the blockchain, which is just another way of saying that data sits in a decentralized system versus just a centralized system somewhere. So, you know, it's not going to Facebook or some certain data center. It's going right to this decentralized system. And so every time that animal is moved, every time that animal gets a vaccine, every time that animal gets sick, whenever it gets fed, we record what it's eating. And that's all going on to that RFID tag, and it is getting collected for their cow card. So all of that's being collected over time. And then as that animal goes through its life, it's going to go to our processing center. And again, the timestamp of when they got there, the timestamp of when that carcass started to get cut down into subprimals, the timestamp of when those subprimals started to be turned into beef and got boxed and scanned and put on the truck. All of that data is stored on the blockchain.
Wow.
And then furthermore, and this is where it gets a little more complex, but it doesn't have to, but that if you so choose, you can use that same blockchain to record the transaction of that meat going to the next customer. So that transaction can also be stored on the blockchain. And that's where you can start talking about, which we're not necessarily there yet, but you can start talking about cryptocurrencies. And so that's where you can start paying for that food in a cryptocurrency or a dollar. I mean, we don't got to make it overly confusing, but that's all stored on the blockchain of really that animal's RFID tag, which is then transferred to the, you know, processing center software, which is all stored on that blockchain.
A big conversation these days is country of origin labeling. This is so much farther beyond that as far as the amount of detail that essentially someone would be able to access about the food that they're eating.
For sure. And it kind of sounds complicated, but most operations are recording this information. It's not like necessarily I'm just all of a sudden recording way more than I ever have or way more than most farming operations do. I am just putting that into a blockchain and then having the willingness to share that with the end consumer, which again comes because of the trust in that blockchain. I would never do this if I had to turn that over to the USDA and they were sharing my data with the end consumer. That's a whole different story.
Right.
But that's where the blockchain comes in. And it solves a lot of these problems because, like, you look at the avian bird flu right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a very small number of cattle in a couple of states might have, you know, that challenge to deal with. But it's going to, and it already has affected the whole industry. And that's where a lot of this technology could be really helpful to the producer to help us be able to mitigate some of those small issues that seem to blow up from a whatever political standpoint.
Right. Well, you think about all the information that could be available. Could it make someone nervous that, hey, you know, maybe someone wouldn't understand necessarily the data that they're seeing about the food that they're eating and how it was produced?
Correct. And I think there is still, I can, but it's not like when I started Farm Tracer, I had the beautiful concept of like, I'm going to take a picture of every animal and that's going to sit in their, you know, their cow card, and that's going to be shared if they so well. You know, you can scale it back as much as you want and just share portions of that blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why you're just turning it over. So, and even Farm Tracer, like, I share what they ate. I share where they were born. I share, in fact, if you go to farmtracer.com and type in any of our animals' ID tag on their ear, you're going to see what I'm talking about.
Wow. How do I know what the animal's ID tag is?
Well, I could tell you, but if you were buying, I could give you one right now, but if you're buying a piece of meat, it's going to be on that meat. So there's going to be a sticker that has that number on it, and you type it in, and that's when you pull up the data.
Gotcha. This is The Farming Show. I'm Dylan Honkoop here on KGMI talking about, well, this is a whole new world of transparency as far as where your food comes from. This is as much or more information as if you live next door to the farmer via this system called Farm Tracer. And it's an app, right? Austin, we're talking with Austin Allred right now, who along with Will Taylor, a friend, longtime friend of his have put together this system. Will Taylor is the tech startup guy. Austin is the farmer. Austin, talk about the app, how it works, where people can find it, and things like that.
Yeah, right now you just type it in, farmtracer.com, or you go to Grow United. But farmtracer.com, usually you just scan, like when you get a piece of meat, you have a QR code on it, you scan it, and it brings that animal's information up. So currently it's not so much an app. It will be as we roll out the option to be able to purchase through Grow and through Farm Tracer on the blockchain. But right now it's just more of a way to have complete transparency for your food.
So are you getting other folks interested in doing this, or is it just your farm, or how is that working?
Yeah, the timeline of Farm Tracer is like 4 months ago, we were just about to kind of go big on it, right? We were going to expand it beyond just our meat and get our other products and partner up with a few more farms and keep things rolling. And then we took a little bit of a pause because we wanted to transfer it into the blockchain.
Got it.
So right now, it's just kind of getting ramped up again from that standpoint, because the blockchain is in place. There is a Grow token associated with that blockchain. and now our products are available to grow to purchase that way.
Have people been doing that, or how do you create awareness of this whole entirely new way of doing things?
It's interesting because Grow United is one vertical of 13 others that are doing the same thing in different industry. So you have Grow United, which is blockchaining food, right? Transparency in food and this new way of sharing data. And then Grow United has a sister company that's doing all the minerals that are transferred and shared through that industry. Grow United has as another sister that's doing like a health entity that's going to share that side on the blockchain. It has an attorney entity. It has it's going to replace. They have another sister company that's doing it's going to like replace Uber. And they have 13 of these, which are kind of taking over the world and just systematically inserting blockchain into these industries so that the data can be shared by everybody and not owned by one centralized bank, one centralized government, one centralized mega Facebook company or whatever it might be.
Right, right.
So it's kind of taking the world. So I think to answer your question, Dylan, that whole network is growing rapidly, and that's how you kind of share, you know, that network, whether you got involved because you wanted the Rido, which is the entity that's the new Uber, you're going to be introduced to Grow, the Grow blockchain, because you are just coming into this ecosystem of blockchains.
And what are people saying about it who are learning about all of this? What kind of people are interested in it?
Yeah, it's the same people who were interested in the internet before it was popular.
Yep.
That's kind of the dialogue is before the internet is what we know of it today, it was the same sort of cryptic, how does this work? How does this apply? And then all of a sudden, boom, we have the internet and where it's all like, oh yeah, okay, cool. It's the World Wide Web.
Yeah, and it's part of our lives now. It's just expected. And what would we do without it?
Yeah, so this is the next chapter of data storage and of data sharing, because again, we just can't trust the centralized system. And you know, if you look at this spectrum with farmers, on one side, we've never had less control as farmers, right? Mm-hmm. We've never been in less control of where our food goes and the dialogue and the story that goes with it. And on the other side, the consumer has never been more ignorant. So, I attribute a lot of that to, the centralized supply chain and kind of how that works. Whereas being able to decentralize it, with the blockchain, I think is a major solution to a major problem.
That's
the next chapter.
Fascinating stuff. And it sounds like you're right there at the forefront of it. Again, Austin Allred with Royal Family Farming over in Royal City, Washington. This is technology that is spreading across the country, but starting here in Washington State with Austin and a few others who are involved with it. Farm Tracer is the name of it. If people want to find out more, where do they go? They go to farmtracer.com.
Yeah, so that's where if you want to learn more about specific beef cuts, I mean, you'd go to farmtracer.com, you type in the animal. If I can have a second, I'll check my phone out and give you an ID that you can type in to kind of get an idea of what that looks like. And then if you're interested in learning more about the blockchain, that would be growunited.com. And you can jump into there and kind of start to understand a little bit more about blockchain and how that all works.
Got it. We are out of time for now, but again, farmtracer.com. If you want to check this out, growunited.com. Austin Allred with Royal Family Farming. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it. And, also your willingness to push the envelope and spread our horizons to new things that will define the future. So best of luck to you. And thanks again for being here this morning.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it. Good to be with you.